From the beginning of the August, I've been appointed to a career specialist specializing on international student affairs. So we are probably all very happy that we have this resource now, me focusing especially on the international students' career affairs. And once again, welcome for all of you, and let's see what I have prepared for you. These slides, in a big part, follow the slides that have been in the orientation module, but I will give some more details and further information about the courses. Feel free to ask questions in the chat. Anna-Maria and Kati will shout them to me while I'm presenting. So I will try to keep on the chat, but Anna-Maria and Sari, make sure that you interrupt me if anyone has questions. And we can make it so that you can interrupt me at any time you wish to ask something. Okay, and let's start. Okay, the mission of our university's career services is to give students an opportunity to working life contacts during their studies. And we aim to give you an insight on the employment opportunities and support you in finding the jobs. The way of doing this may vary depending on your discipline, on the length of your studies, and on the career that you are aiming to, depending on whether you're taking an internship, participating to our career courses. These our services and our studies are mostly free of choice. So if you need them, if you're interested in something on our curriculum or such, and then you can participate on our services. And we of course give lectures and workshops to the different disciplines and different faculties. So from that, you can meet us in your faculties and disciplines' own lectures. And the basic things we are focusing on are, of course, your students. We give you career counseling, job application advice, career courses, and lectures are in our palette. We keep CV, curriculum vitae, and interview workshop for the job interviews. There's also an internship counseling. We organize Erasmus and travel grants, and the grant applications for those international exchanges related to internships go through our office. Of course, we organize networking events for the students, with the students and employers, and with the students at various different employer organizations. And then, of course, last but not least, we give support for entrepreneurship for those students and researchers who wish to start their career as an entrepreneur. And of course, for then our second clients are, of course, faculties. We provide information services for faculties, information about the employment of the graduates in our university. We, of course, offer them career lectures, tailored career lectures for different disciplines. We give assistance. We organize workshops tailored for the faculties. And of course, all the similar activities as for the students. And then with the employers, we provide employers recruitment services. So we provide employers a channel to find talent, skillful and knowledge students from our university or graduates. Of course, through the employers, we offer workplace placement for your students. We organize networking events and of course, organize employer presentation. And of course, together with the disciplines, we organize employer visits, which are at pause at the moment because of the COVID situation, but that's something that we typically do. And then here's our team. Me, Anu Ojala, my responsibilities are international student, internship processes, working life studies and career courses. I teach those. And then, of course, I have stakeholder and employer contacts. So the main things I'm working with are, of course, international students and then again, stakeholders and employers. So that's probably my main field. And then we have Reija Häkkinen. She focuses on entrepreneurship related things, courses, and of course to the stakeholder employers contacts. And Reija is involved in our Fordham University, European University Alliance project. And I'm involved in Realize project where we are aiming to coach employers, companies in central Finland to employ more international talent, especially our students. So that's the project I will tell you later on. And then, of course, we have Jari Penttilä. He specializes in career advice and CV counseling. And then, of course, recruitment services. And Jari focuses also on the information services for the faculties, those employment statistics that I was talking about. That's on Jari's table. And then we have Anna-Mari Rovamo. She gives, she's participating on career courses and lectures. She gives specialized lectures to certain faculties. She does the CV tailoring with you and organizes CV workshops. And she's responsible for the Erasmus work placement travel grants and things like that. And then in general, the idea of career guidance in our university is that it'll be a multi-point guidance and counseling done together with the faculties and departments. And the purpose and aim of this is that the student will start to think about their career and their career aims at very beginning of their studies, so that the planning starts already when you're doing your personal study plan with your study counselor, so that the idea and thinking and knowledge on your career plans builds all the way from the beginning of your studies to the graduation day, so that the career plans and your future career path is something, not something that you will start to think about only when you're about to graduate or 2 days before the graduation. So that's the aim of this multi-point career guidance and counseling. And of course, we in career services acknowledge that the faculty and their expertise is a subject specific. So you will learn essential skills and competencies for your career there. They have contacts to your field's employees. They have networks. So joining our forces will give you a more holistic view on the future workplace and future work opportunities. That's why we are doing this together. And then I have this quite a complicated map about things that you can try on or participate on the courses that we are organizing. I will not go this through in detail. You can familiarize yourself with these paths. We are starting from the courses and counseling where you learn to know yourself, perhaps think about your skills and capabilities. And then the process and the guidance and counseling we are offering and courses go all the way through the commercializing research results or developing your own business idea. And meanwhile, they're on the employment, on the typical, should I say, normal employment where you are employed to a certain employer. And that's something that you can take a look at yourself, or if you are perplexed on where to go and where to find information, this is this kind of map for you to kind of find out what information to search and where. And then I will give a short introduction on our career courses. First of all, we have Creating Careers course, which offers you information on working life, employment, and job search in Finland. There are various different expert lecturers telling you about different things, for example, on how to market your skills, how to write a CV. This course also includes workshops on how to enhance your LinkedIn visibility, for example. It has information on how to build social networks, how to find hidden jobs and information on hidden jobs. And this is a self-study platform. You enroll this in Sisu. The enrollment for this year opens in the beginning of the September. Then you are giving the passcode to the Moodle platform, which combines contents. It combines English and Finnish general working life lectures, expert lectures, information and things like that. It has different sections. It combines career-related events, workshops, and then it combines the information and lectures about academic career. So this is a combination of working life information for master students, for doctoral students, both in English and in Finnish. In old days, we used to have three courses, one for international students, one for Finnish-speaking students, and one for doctoral students. But then I started thinking, why should we choose? So based on your own interest, whether it's about general career information, whether it's about academic career information, what's your skill level in for example, Finnish. So you can choose the content from this course based on your own interests. The main idea is that you choose 7 sessions to study. Also, you can include events or workshops in these 7 sessions, and then you write the final assignment on what you learned and on your reflections on how this helps you in your career path. But in this course, the events and workshops, they may have specific dates and they may have separate enrollment. So there are, of course, materials, and you can do this course totally independently from the time and the place. You can do this in distance learning methods, but there are, of course, events that you can include in and participate if you wish to do so. And more information on this will be available on Sisu, and we will, of course, market this in our career services, Facebook pages, of course, in university web pages, and so on. Then we have another course called Team and Client, where a student will work in a real working life, real company's project. Students' teams will be multidisciplinary. You will apply to the course by sending us a CV and a motivation letter as you would apply for a normal job. And then we select the students based on the CV and motivation letter. You will be teamed into teams around a project, and then you will be start working with a real client or an organization with a real life working project. And next team and client projects course will start in the beginning of the year. The enrollment ends in January, and it will open about November, December. But you will find more information on the links in these slides, and I will provide the slides. The last slides will be provided to you, and you can of course find these links from the orientation material in the orientation module. And then we have a Dreams and Inspiration course, which is a course more for those who are not quite sure on what they would like to do when they grow up or start their working career. So this is something that where you can ponder on what will your future be looking like? What would you like to do? And this is something that we are organizing in collaboration with EduFutura schools, which means that there are university of applied science students in these courses. And now currently we are piloting this course with the Fortum Alliance collaboration. So we have students coming from our European partner universities. Unfortunately, enrollment for this autumn is already closed, but next time this course will be available in the spring, about February, March, the enrollment will open once again. But we will provide an information and market this course later on too. And here's a more information on the course and links. And then, as mentioned, we of course provide some entrepreneurship related studies and entrepreneurship coaching. And here's a map on the different courses and different ways of doing this. This is something that I leave for you to study yourself. Then the courses, first one is Demola. And Demola is practically innovation challenges that solve the real future challenges. They create new service concepts and demos. And this is also a multidisciplinary university teams, but here it's probability that there will be students from different universities all over Finland. More information on this Demola you can find on these pages. And then we have this Idea to Business pre-incubation. And this is a course where you can develop and improve the feasibility of your business idea. This is something where you can kind of get coaching and can kind of test your big business idea in workshop with others. So this is for the students planning the entrepreneurship that are taking very first steps on their entrepreneurship path. More information can be found on these web pages, on the Startup Factories web pages, and of course the EduFutura entrepreneurship studies. And then, of course, there's also a business coaching course, which is for a bit more advanced business idea. For this, you should already have, in a sense, established your business or started your business so that you have the identity code already for your business. So this is for startup that have already gone official and informed about the starting of the business to the Finnish authorities. So this is not a very start, but this is something that involves business planning, sharpening up your business practices, analyzing the viability and profitability of your business. So this is a bit further for advanced businesses, but not for all businesses, of course, but startups. So here are also the links for the more information on this. And this is also available in EduFutura Collabory, which means that students from University of Jyväskylä, JAMP, and Gradia Vocational School are able to participate on these business coaching courses. And as I mentioned already, there Many of our entrepreneurship courses are organized, and many of our career courses, of course, are organized in EduFutura collaboration and in collaboration with Startup Factory, which in Finnish is Yritystehdas. So we do a lot of collaboration with those, and Startup Factory is an in-house company that's owned by City of Jyväskylä, our university, University of Applied Sciences and Gradia Vocation School. And then there's information on the Jyväskylä University School of Business and Economics Basic Studies in Entrepreneurship, if you're interested on this. So there you can find the more detailed information on this. We are currently working on, there are some courses offered in EduFutura collaboration already in English, but we are working on, and we are continuously trying to increase the content that's available for the students from all of these educational organizations. But of course, all the university courses are, it's not possible for example, vocational school students to attend all the university courses, and that we are currently offering in English. So these have to be something that are more generalistic courses, so that the students in all these levels can participate these. And then some words on counseling for job hunt and CV workshops. So as I already mentioned in the beginning of this presentation, Anna-Mari Rovamo and Jari Penttilä will give you counseling on the job hunt. If you want to ask something about, for example, job interviews, or you want to discuss things on your career and your future plans, so Anna-Mari and Jari Penttilä are ones to contact. And the general recommendation is that this counseling will be provided to you when you're approaching the graduation. So this is something that's happening in the end of the studies. But also, if you have questions, you can, of course, contact us already in the beginning of your studies. And then about tailoring your CV, again, Anna-Mari and Jari will give you a guidance. In the career lecture that I mentioned earlier, Creating Careers, there are two CV workshops. Jari will organize an English CV workshop as part of that course, and Anna-Mari will organize a Finnish workshop. Anna-Mari's workshop will happen in September, and Jari's workshop is in the beginning of December. But you can find the information on those workshops in the Creating Career courses, SISU pages, and the information and enrollment will be found in Moodle once you have enrolled to the course. And then we have, of course, a job recruitment portal where you can find job opening, internship place openings. And the recruitment portal is a joint organization of all Finnish universities. And it's called a job teaser. You need to register to the portal. Our career specialist Jari Penttilä is specializing on this job teaser. If you have any questions, you can contact Jari on this. If you have difficulties in registering, Jari says that when you register, you should remember to click two items, select the students and alumni, and then the field of your studies, and then you're good to go. But this is something that I would recommend you to kind of browse yourself and familiarize yourself, make your account and register for this. In here, you will register with your own university username and password. And then a few words on the project collaboration. As mentioned earlier, we are participating on for them, European University Alliance, which aims to improve the mobility of students and staff and collaboration of universities with the surrounding society. These universities belonging to this alliance are mainly European regional universities, and the aim is to kind of enhance the discussion between the companies and surrounding society and university students and faculties, and of course the discussion and interaction between the universities, their students and staff. The project time is from 2019 and 2022. You can find more information on this on the Fortum web pages, but mainly the things for you students in Fortum is that it offers international internships. You can take a look at the Fortum web pages for the internship placement in the partner universities, regions. And then, of course, the Alliance organizes civic engagement projects where students can start the volunteer project. They need to have students from different Fortum partner universities. And once they have created the plan, and collected the team from the students' different universities, its possibility to apply funding for these voluntary and not-for-profit project, which are mainly aimed at following the United Nations 2030 agenda and goals of the inclusion and things like that. And then my project Realize, where we are trying to relieve the expert shortage and of course enhance the network relations between our university students and the companies and employers. And the basic and main aim is to lower the employer's threshold in recruiting international professionals and experts in Central Finland. And that's in short what we are with this project we are aiming to do. And if you want to know more about the project, want to have more information on our work or participate on our workshop webinars, you can find all the information from the Realize Project homepages. And I think that was all for me today. You have 2 minutes for the questions, for the final questions, because you had a possibility of questions already during the presentation. This was a very full presentation, lots of information, so take time to familiarize yourself with the slides I will be providing, and then please get contact with us, send me an email or call me so we can discuss on what would be the right way of doing this or starting your career plans, or if you need a counseling or want to participate on our courses. So you're all very welcome to use our services. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anu. You are so precise with the time. It's now 1 minute to one. So thank you very much, Anu, for this informatic presentation.
It seems that there is one question. Okay, creating careers. Yes, it has a new code. It's if you look with the creating careers, it's URA M003 code, but you can find the SISU code from my slides, and it's not yet open in Sisu. It will open in the beginning of September. So that's why you are not finding it from Sisu. That is one of the courses that are combined now under the new code and under the new self-study platform.